The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs has been desperate to cut down on the use of powerful pills, and the mammoth agency has taken a sharp turn toward alternative medicine, thinking even if it doesn't cure a mental or physical ill, it can't hurt. So that's why in Tennessee, treatment for veterans is beginning to include the ancient martial art of Tai Chi. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
Zibin Guo leads the slow motion poses as a Bluetooth speaker blares a classic Tai Chi soundtrack.
Cloudy hands to the right, cloudy hands to the left.
With a pool table and jukebox in the corner of a rec room at the VA hospital in Murfreesboro, eight veterans sit in wheelchairs.
Now we are going to open your arms, grab the wheels, and 180 degree turn.
Push. The participants swivel about face and continue to the next pose. Guo modified Tai Chi to work from a seated position, which even for those who can walk makes it easier to get through a half hour of movement. The VA has blessed this project with grant money. Guo started in Chattanooga and expanded to Murfreesboro. Now it's on to VA hospitals in Texas and Utah. Guo believes the focus on breathing and mindfulness paired with manageable physical activity could benefit a variety of ailments.
When you have a good amount of body harmony, and people tend to engage in proactive life, so that helps with all kinds of symptoms.
While the movement is a great option for people who've lost use of their legs, wheelchair-bound vets are not the primary target audience. It's the multitudes with post-traumatic stress disorder.
So last night, night before last, when we had the thunderstorm and the thunder. The thunder is a big trigger for some people.
Thomas Sales of Hermitage says his latest panic attack caught him by surprise, especially since it's been more than 25 years since he was in combat with the Navy Special Warfare Command.
You'll find yourself flashing back to the times when you were out there with the fellas, and you just kind of snap. And I found myself, for some reason, just thinking about the breathing techniques and the doing the heaven and earth and breathing deep and slow.
Sale says he knows it must look crazy when he reaches to the sky and then sweeps his arms to the ground. And there was a time he thought Tai Chi looked sort of crazy too. Most of these patients had some skepticism going in, but Vietnam veteran Jim Barry of Spring Hill says he's convinced.
My daughter sent me a t-shirt that sums it up. Tai Chi is more than old folks chasing trees.
The former Marine admits that he used to watch groups in the park moving in unison. He failed to see the point. But now he credits the practice with helping him quit smoking.
No cigarettes for 3 months now.
For Zarita Crony, a veteran with the National Guard, Tai Chi has also helped with chemical dependence. She's cut down on her use of opioids for pain.
Everyone is here because they decided, I want to try something that isn't just putting a pill in my hand.
This idea of moving beyond prescriptions has been a key focus of the VA, especially for high-powered painkillers. In Tennessee, nearly a quarter of all VA patients with an active prescription were on opioids in 2012. It's down to 15%, but still higher than most of the country. The VA acknowledges that there's very little proof that Tai Chi will do any good for PTSD or addiction. Same for other alternative treatments like mindfulness and acupuncture. But Aaron Grobengeiser, who oversees alternative medicine in Murfreesboro, says the VA will be assessing effectiveness by the numbers.
Whole health, along with how many opiates are being prescribed, those types of things, we're going to look at how does this impact that. We have the baseline. Does this reduce that baseline?
Grobengeiser says Tai Chi alone isn't going to be the cure, but for many it may help, and he hopes it will slowly evolve how the VA is viewed, from a place to turn only in crisis to a weekly part of a veteran's lifestyle. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.